A video version of this podcast is available at AboundingJoy.com and also on our YouTube pages. Now, here's the deal. I already referred to this, but in order to be able to answer these kind of questions, it takes some mental effort. If I were to ask a group of Christian people this question, if I were to ask you, do you love Jesus? I think many, many of them, maybe all of them, would say, oh, of course I love Jesus. I love Jesus with all my heart. And that's wonderful. And I'm glad. I hope that's your answer, that you love Jesus with all your heart. I love Jesus with all my heart. But there's more to it than to loving Jesus than that. Jesus said the greatest commandment of all was that we what? Do you remember this greatest commandment? When he said, when they asked him what's the greatest commandment? He said, the greatest commandment is this. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. But he didn't put a period there. He didn't stop there. He said, also with all your soul and also with all your strength. And then also, you remember the rest of it? With all your mind. Love the Lord your God with all your mind. So Jesus said, yes, love God, but not just with your heart, with your soul and your mind. There's another verse in the Bible that says we need to gird up the loins of our minds. That implies mental discipline. Do you understand this? The Christian life is meant to be a life of discipline. It's all the way through the scripture. When he mentions the fruit of the Spirit, when he talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit over in Galatians chapter 5, the last thing on that list is self-control. That implies some discipline. And far too many Christians have just kind of drifted into a kind of laziness when it comes to the things of God. It's kind of weird. It's kind of strange. We'll discipline our minds to try to do better in school. We know that takes work. We'll discipline ourselves to try to improve our ACT scores. We'll work on that really hard. Some kids discipline themselves to be successful in their future job. That's important. They know it's important. And it is. I'm not minimizing this. Some kids discipline themselves so they can excel in some kind of sport, or maybe in dance, or maybe in gymnastics. They know the importance of discipline. We know that. Almost everything we want to accomplish. But somehow, we find ourselves not putting the energy into disciplining our minds for Jesus. And that's not okay, guys. It really isn't okay. We can't be a floating, lazy Christian. We've got to learn how to obey God's command in 1 Peter 3:15 by being disciplined. Now, it turns out, like I already said, God's chosen to leave us lots of evidence for anyone who's willing to consider it with an openness to go where the evidence leads. I know there are people out there who are not. We'll talk about those later, too. But there's evidence that God's given us for the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. There's evidence that he's given us from the field of archaeology. There's evidence that he's left from fulfilled prophecy, amazing evidence. There's evidence from early church history. There's evidence from Bible manuscripts. There's evidence from science, like molecular biology and the fine-tuning of the universe and the second law of thermodynamics. And Lord willing, over a period of time, we're going to be looking at some of this evidence.